Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition continues. Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Daily here on this Wednesday, July 14th, 2021. And apologize for not putting one up yesterday. Once again, super busy day at work, but it shouldn't be. No excuses, no excuse whatsoever. But hey, I mean, I gotta prioritize my schedule in the right way possible. And today was that time, finally get around to recording one of these K-State Purple Project Podcast Daily Editions. And oh, real quick here, before we get into this Wednesday, obviously, I talked about the Major League Baseball draft on Monday night. Talked about Jordan Wicks making a little history. Well, that continued into day two of the draft, even though, of course, the final day of the draft was yesterday, and another K-State player got drafted in the last day. That'll be coming up on the next edition of the Daily Podcast. But anyways, I talked about on that podcast Monday night, Carson Seymour and Zach Oskoska. Well, they did get drafted on the second day of the draft, obviously. Carson Seymour was selected in the sixth round, number 172nd overall by the New York Mets. Ouch. coming from a Braves fan, but hey, still though, anyways, that's huge for K-State nonetheless. And Zach Oskoska, the outfielder, who had some bright spots this year, this past season for the Wildcats, was taken by the Colorado Rockies in the 10th round, 290th overall. And this was actually on Monday as well. So really, actually, I should go back. I should correct myself on that there for you guys there. So even though the first round was Monday night, the second round was, I believe, on that same night as well. Actually, no, wait a second. Yeah, Sunday night was the draft. Yeah, because game three of the finals was, yeah, so I was right. So yeah, I got crisscrossed there for a second here on this midweek Wednesday. But anyways, it is all the same though. Anyways, though, still a big deal there. So Zach Oskoska selected by the Rockies there, pick 290. Carson Seymour, 172nd to the New York Mets there as well. And Seymour, kind of to put the cap on these guys, K-State careers here. Seymour made 10 weekend starts and 4 relief appearances this past year. 57 strikeouts while turning a pair of quality starts as well. He punched out a season high 7 hitters in back-to-back starts. You got to go back March 20th against New Mexico, and again March 27th against Oklahoma State in that conference opener there. Seymour went 3-4 with a 6.19 ERA or 56 and 2/3 innings pitched as well. Meanwhile, Zach Oskoska led the Wildcats in all three categories. And I've said this before on a daily podcast. We'll recap it for those of you who are new to the podcast. Zach Oskoska led in every category with a .363 batting average, a .445 on base percentage, with a .675 slugging percentage. The junior outfielder set career best marks in home runs. He had 15 homers, 46 RBIs, which led the team with 19 doubles on his way to being named ABCA/Rawlings All Central Region first team as well. Of course, the Latrobe Pennsylvania product, Oskoska, I'm talking about still, y'all, was a 2021 All Big 12 second team selection and was voted on to the Big 12's All Tournament team following K-State's run to the semifinal round at the Big Phillips Big 12 Baseball Championships, known as the Phillips 66 Big 12 Championships, right there on top of that. So big time news right there. And of course, I mentioned a K-Stater got drafted on the final day of the tournament. I'll have that draft coverage for you guys tomorrow. So football's kind of been put to the back burner for time being because of just big success news here with K-State baseball. Of course, Jordan Wicks topping that list, going to the Chicago Cubs. Selected in the first round, 21st overall. I have that person lined up for you on the next edition of the Daily. Meanwhile, if you have not listened to the weekly podcast of Triple P, please go back and download and check that out. Episode 56 and I think we're going to be lined up to record the next episode this weekend. I've already been focusing on my other podcast. Got that lineup and moving that around quite a bit. So I don't want to hold that any longer with that. So that's going to be the Triple P weekly recording will be recorded this weekend. Hopefully we'll have that out on Monday. We'll see what that holds for my co-host Alex Ng on top of that. But the countdown to the kickoff All-State Classic continues. K-State Stanford, September 4th on FS1. That's going to leave it there for right now, y'all. K-State Nation, Wildcat Nation, y'all know how to do it. Eddie Greer III signing out. Thank you for listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Go Cats. We will talk to you next time.